right, Margo, it's time for another Cambridge High School track and field season. This is year what for you now, coaching track and field?
Well, this is year 31, believe it or not.
Wow. 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 That's hard to believe. It's been a fun 31 years. You enjoy every minute of it, don't you?
Oh, I do. Track's my favorite. I mean, I love volleyball, don't get me wrong. I like them all, don't get me wrong. But track, there's just something, it's just different. I love that it's individual and there's, you know, 17 different events, but it's also team-oriented. You're outdoors. Well, not today. It's not a good day to be outdoors, but most of the time, it's a good day to be outdoors and watch the kids compete.
It certainly is, no question about it. Numbers, girls and boys combined, how's it looking?
Well, right now we're sitting at 16 girls and only 15 boys. I believe since I've been at Cambridge, it's the smallest number of boys we've had out.
So you've got those boys and girls, and you're going to put them to work, and they're going to work hard for you. You know they will each and every meet, won't they?
They will. We really got a good nucleus this year. Positive. They're working hard right now for us. We like the fact that we have some freshmen that come out for us, and they're receptive and open to trying different events and trying to fill some spots we need filled and maybe develop those freshmen for the future. And so it's looking good.
Start with the ladies first. Returnees back. You lost some great seniors last year, but you've got some kids back that did some great things for you last year.
Yeah, we do. We have four returning kids that qualified for the state meet last year. You know, Julie Farr and Rachel Harris are our seniors, and they'll kind of lead the charge for us this year. But I lied. I'm just looking now. I have five. Jensen Weiss qualified in that high jump, and then, of course, Brooklyn and Jocelyn Holtz in that 4x1 relay for us. So we do return on the girls' side a good nucleus. We hope to add to that. Some of those other girls right now are looking really good, how they're looking on the track and how they're looking in field events, and we're just ready to get some competitions going.
We all remember last year, Margo, what, of course, the sprints and how really fun they were at all the meets, but especially in the conference, the postseason with Julie and the Spargo girl, and there were some others in there, the Hunt girl from Southern Valley, and a lot of those girls are going to be right back at it again against each other this year, aren't they?
Oh, they will be. They'll all be back, and it's just going to be fun. I like the fact that we have a lot of meets with those teams because good competition only makes you better. Mentally and physically, I just look forward to those matchups and just watching them develop.
And Rachel's one of those young ladies that she can do a lot for you. A number of different races, middle distances, and then run some relays, too, if you need her.
We can. You know, like her freshman year, she was just strictly basically running the mile and the 2 mile for us. But last year she qualified, helped us get our 4x1 relay. So, yeah, she's one of those that could run anywhere from a 100 to a 2 mile and do it fairly well.
On the boys' side, of course, it was a joy to watch, what Carson Trompke did last year. I mean, my gosh, well, that young man had a senior season to remember, no question, in the distances. That was fun every meet he went to watch and see what he could do.
Oh, it really was. And, you know, he'll tell you himself, he doesn't like to run, which just blows my mind with how well that kid can run. I think for him, and I told him going forward, I said, I know you don't like to run, but any inkling, because I think the further the distance, the better for that kid. But it was just fun. He worked hard, you know, to finish his senior year with two, you know, gold medals in hand in the mile and the 2 mile. It was just fun to see for him. Yeah, we're going to definitely miss his points that he brings to the team for us this year. But we got some other kids that we're hoping to fill some spots with. So
yes, talk about some of those boys, some kids that really did some great things and medaled a lot for you last spring.
Well, right now, our only returning senior right now is Gavin Gunderson. Of course, he did qualify on that relay down there last year at state. Other than that, some of those other state qualifiers or some of those other point getters for us last year opted not to go out for track this year. Some you'll see on the golf course this year. So, and that's one of the reasons our boys' numbers are a little bit lower this year. But, you know, Brady Allmeyer, we've taken him down kind of from more of a distance to more of a sprint, and he's looking really good right now. Our throwers just kind of trying to eye them in practice when I can. They're all looking much better this year. I'm hoping to strike some points there in the throws with those kids. And, you know, we did have to talk a couple freshmen into going out, but they're there and they're working hard, and I think we have some freshmen here that are going to pull some points for us too.
It'll be fun to watch them meet by meet. They're going to get better each and every meet and practice they go throughout the spring, won't they?
Yep, they will. And like I say, right now their work ethic is really, really good. They're staying positive for us. Knock on wood, we're staying away from injury right now this early in the season. We're just looking forward to getting the season going and getting some competition just to kind of see what we have, because you never know until you hit those first couple meets kind of what you have.
Friday scheduled for your first meet. We're hoping everything melts and the weather, the temperature is supposed to be ideal, 60 degrees, maybe a little bit breezy for your relay meet. It seems like this is one of those times of year, Margo, where gosh darn it, Mother Nature sometimes just doesn't allow you to get this meet in, does she?
Oh, it doesn't. So the Don Stein used to be this early in the year, mm-hmm. years back, and they moved that later just to avoid that. But so I tried to throw this Trojan Relays back in. It's a different meet. It's more of a fun meet. I kind of call it a jamboree of track just because, you know, you get out there, you get to see some kids and some different things, different events, and you know, condition them, but yet compete and yet try and have a little fun. But you're right. We've only had it two of the last 4 years, and so we're hoping to get it in. Like you say, weather temperature-wise should be excellent. I think most kids prefer to run right around in that upper 60, you know, degree temperature range, but it will be, I think, a little breezy for us.
And you got a couple of teams. I think Southern Valley comes over, Highland comes over, yourself, and I think those are some of the teams. It's not a meet with a lot of teams, is it?
No, it's not. We start out simple, you know, Southern Valley, Highline, and I did just look on athletic.net on some entries. I think Southwest might be sending some mm-hmm. throwers over mm-hmm. To compete in that too. So, yes, it's a small meet. We're hoping to maybe grow it a little bit bigger just to fill more events because it is kind of fun. You know, the shuttle hurdle relay is always just fun to watch. And, you know, just seeing some kids in some different things.